A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Red Men TV. I'm Steve Hoare and this is the Start of the 11 prediction show for Liverpool versus Leicester. The game that takes place on Friday night, 8 p.m. If you're watching this right now on Twitter, click the link and come and join me over on YouTube and get yourselves involved in the live chat. If you're watching this not live, post, do use the comment section below to give me your thoughts on the video. And like I say, as always, if you give the video a like as well, that really does help us out. Right then, my job here today is to decide what I think Jürgen's going to do in terms of his starting 11 for Friday night's game. So I'll put all the players behind me on the board who I think potentially could be available. Oh, as it stands, there are some injury doubts over a few of them. First of all, I've got Bobby Firmino and Curtis Jones on the board and Ibu Konate. I'm not 100% sure of their availability. Jürgen's press conference was meant to be today and it got pushed back for tomorrow. I don't know why. Potentially Cody Gakpo related, I don't know. But yeah, so we are winging this a little bit, but we'll do our very, very best to get it done. My guess, early doors, let's just do it. I'm gonna take Roberto Firmino out. I don't think he will be ready. Jürgen did say at the time he's probably going to miss a couple of games. He has missed the two already, but yeah, I think it might be a bit touch and go. Might be seeing Bobby more at Brentford. I've got Calvin Ramsey on the board as well. Again, he missed Aston Villa. I'm going to take him out for now, as a guess. Oh, let me fix my microphone, which has somehow decided to unclip itself. There we go. Right, and yeah, other than that, again, Curtis is the only other one. I think he might be training, but we haven't had clarification. So I'm going to keep him on for now and we'll make a decision on that later on. Right then, let's have a little go. Picking an 11. I think we obviously know Alisson Becker's going to be in goal. Keith Kelleher will be on the bench. I saw some comments from the Echo today about Kelleher, saying he's happy to stay for Liverpool now, but he's got his eye on something for next season, which kind of makes sense. He's probably too good to be a backup goalie, in truth. I wonder how long he is going to be on Liverpool's bench for. But for now, and the rest of the season, there he is, and we'll cross that bridge, I suppose, later than we get to it. Right then, options in terms of my defenders. I've got Robbo, Kostas, Van Dijk, Gomez, Matip, Phillips, Trent, and Ibu Konate. I'm going to take Gomez and Nat Phillips out for now. Put them over potentially on my bench. We'll cross that bridge again in a minute. Jürgen, I say he's got this game and he's got Brentford on Monday afternoon. So there's a Friday 8 p.m. and then there's a Monday 5 p.m. kickoff. So, you know, less than three full days really between one game starting and the other game starting, which is kind of mad. But that's where we are in the Premier League. So I don't know, has he got his eye solely on Leicester and he'll cross the Brentford bridge when he gets to it, or is he already thinking about a couple of changes here and there? If he was going to make a change, he might bring in Kostas Tsimikas for this one. But I don't think he will. I've got a feeling he's going to stick with Andy Robertson again for it. So he's in at left back. Centre halves, let's move Trent down. I'm going to put Trent at right back as always for now. I've got three. I've got Konate, I've got Matip and I've got Van Dijk. Konate, I think, is set to resume training today at time of recording. But again, we'll get clarification on that. My sense is it might be one too early for Ibu Konate. So I'm going to move him over here for now. I don't think I'll have that many centre-halves on my bench come the end of it, but I'll put Ibu on my bench, save him for Brentford, where I think he will play against Brentford. So back four stays the same. And I say, let me know in the live chat if you guys agree, disagree as we go through. It's crossbows gone for Alisson, Trent, Matip, Van Dijk and Robbo. The exact same as me, yeah. I think we're on the same wave there, my pal. And then Dennis has gone for Trent, Matip, Virgil and Roy. The exact same. We're all in agreement there, guys. Good to see. I think that's... I was thinking, would he maybe put Joe Gomez in at right back? A home game at Leicester, look after Trent. Trent's been ill. But he did come off it. He had a little bit of a rest the other day, didn't he? Came off a little bit earlier. I think he'll stick with them for now. So yeah, I think the back five will stay the same. Moving on to my midfield, anyway, I'll stand over here for now. My DM, I thought Fabinho was exceptional the other day. I thought he was outstanding. Does he stay or does he go? I think Fab's going to stay in my team. So I'm going to put Fab there for now, which means Stefan Bajcetic, goal scorer extraordinaire. Get yourself on the bench, my mate. There you go, indeed. Thank you. So Fab's in. I'll move these along actually a little bit just to clarify. So I've got Thiago, Henderson, Keita, Elliott and maybe Curtis Jones. I don't think Curtis, having not played for a while, would... If he's going to be around the team, he might be on my bench. I'll come to that in a bit, but I don't think he would be ready to start just yet. So I think Thiago will play again. It's whether he goes Henderson again or goes Elliott or Naby. I don't think it's Naby. I think Naby goes on my bench. Henderson, I thought Henderson was really good against Aston Villa. But I think Elliott in a home game, I don't think Jürgen's going to pick the same back five and the same midfield to go again. I know Jordan was ill as well. That's one of the reasons he did come off against Aston Villa. So I think at home, maybe a little bit more of an attacking threat in the middle of the park. You can be less, although I thought Henderson provided an attacking spark, to be fair. I think Harvey starts this one and moves Jordan over onto my bench later on this afternoon. On Friday afternoon, it's not there, is it? I'll come back to him in a minute. Right then, so I've got me back four. My goalie, obviously, I've got a midfield three of Fabinho, Thiago and Elliott. I think that's what Jürgen's going to do.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Forwards-wise, then, I've got Chamberlain and Doak. I've got Nunes, Carvalho and Salah. They're realistically the only options. I don't think Ben Doak's going to start a Premier League game yet, so I think we can throw him down on the bench. We haven't got Cody Gakpo yet, by the way. Even if he signs, he wouldn't be eligible, obviously. You might get Cody Gakpo for Brentford if that deal is done. He's apparently going through his medical today, but we'll cross them bridges again when we get to them. I've said that a few times already, but yeah. Maybe you have to get one. Aaron, write this down. We might need a Gakpo circle for Saturday or something when we do this show for the Brentford game. But for now, I'm going to go three from four. And it's one from two, because Nunes is going to definitely play and Mo Salah's going to play. It's whether we go Fabio Carvalho or we go Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain again. Free Django. Get Cody, get Gakpo's circle ASAP. Yeah, we'll try our best to get one made as soon as possible. Harvey will play Fabio. Let me know in the live chat right now, guys, what would you do? Would you go Carvalho or Chamberlain? And what you think Klopp's going to do? And I'll try and get a few of those. See, Sondre says Ox. F52 Edit has gone Bobby. I've left Bobby out. At time recording, I don't know if he's available. If he is, absolute bonus, get him up front. In fact, I can show you. If Bobby's fit and ready to go, he plays there. Nunes goes wide left. Oh, where's he gone? Down there. There he is. Nunes goes wide left and job's a good one. I just don't think Bobby, at time recording, I've got no information, so I'm going to err on the side of caution. So that means Darwin goes back up front. Mo Salah obviously on the right-hand side. Let's have a little look what you guys would do. A few easier. So I don't know really. Nice name. Says he'd go Fabio. So would Slavin. So would Django. Crossbow would go Elliot. Paolo will go Fabio as well. Yeah, it looks like you guys are thinking you would go Carvalho. I think he will go Carvalho too. I think he'll want Chamberlain potentially at Brentford again. We don't know where Firmino is. Gakpo could be a Liverpool player by then as well. Who knows? But I think it might be a bit of a risk to go Chamberlain again. Come on against City, play the half, plays an hour against Villa, to then go start against Leicester, start against Brentford. I just don't see it happening. I think you're risking Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain with his injury history. And the fact that's a home game as well, I think, does matter. I think he's going to go for Fabio Carvalho out on that left-hand side. I do think we'll see Chamberlain at some point, whether he comes on. Hopefully Liverpool are 5-0 up and Mo Salah gets a rest, don't get. But I do think we'll see Chamberlain come on for Carvalho at some point. I don't think Fabio, if he starts, plays the entire 90 minutes. But I think Jürgen's going to go Carvalho. So, yeah, I've got Ali, Robbo, Virgil, Matip and Trent. I've got Fabinho, Thiago and Elliot. And then I've got a front three of Carvalho, Nunes and Salah. Just need to sort my bench out now because I've got a lot of lads over there. And I think we're only allowed 9 subs. Keeve's definitely on my bench. I think, how many have I got here? Let's do some counting. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I've got 11 lads, so I need to lose 3 of them. I don't think he would go for 3 centre-backs, so Soz Nat, you're down there. Gomez stays as right-back cover. Kostas is definitely on it. Ibu's there as well. Chamberlain, I think, yeah. Maybe he leaves out Curtis. Because, again, fitness-wise. So there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. There's my bench. So my bench is Kelleher, Gomez, Tsimikas and Konate, Bacetic and Oxlade-Chamberlain. Move over here so you can see me more. I've got Keita and Henderson and Ben Doak. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. There we go. Like I say, if Curtis is fit and available, you do wonder if he might say to Ben Doak, sorry. I hope he doesn't, because I think we've all been very impressed by the young lad. And again, it'd be nice to give him another little run out at some point in the game. But yeah, that seems about right to me. Yeah, it's Crossbow says keep Bacetic and Doak on the bench. They played well the other day. Fahim says, what has Ox done wrong? Or is this a game too? Or is this game just too soon? I thought he was fine against Villa. I don't think he was brilliant. I don't think he was bad. I just don't think Jürgen's going to... He's going to have to do some rotation. He's not going to pick the same team 3 times in the same week. Some people are going to dip in and out. The obvious ones are, you look after Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain a little bit by bringing Carvalho in as well. And Hendo was ill, which is the other reason I went there for me. Nick there says, Nunes left, Harvey right and Salah down the middle. Every time I do this show, someone always thinks Salah down the middle. It just doesn't happen. He plays right wing and that's where Jürgen picks him. Occasionally, we might change the formation and he might go up front. Or Jordan again, like we saw against Villa, he might move in there. But Mo Salah, predominantly 99% of the time, starts on the right. So there's no way I'm going to sit here and predict that he's going to move Mo Salah because he just doesn't do that. Let's have a little look who else is in the chat then. A few more comments before we start wrapping up. Where's Luis Diaz? Unfortunately, he is very much injured. That's sad to see, isn't it? Harvey says, I hate when Salah goes down the middle. I thought he was good down the middle, actually, Harvey, against Villa second half when Liverpool needed a bit more of a focal point. It's weird because Darwin's so big. Everyone just thinks he's like a target player who you can play the ball into and work around. He's actually the opposite. All he wants to do is play on the shoulder and get in behind. Keep running, 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 whether it's down the flanks or running in behind. Liverpool actually used Mo Salah more in a conventional play the ball into him, hold it up role. Effectively, what you'd say Bobby Firmino is really, really good at. So that's why I don't mind him moving into there, but he never starts there. Free Django says, Can we talk about Keita for a second? When was the last time he actually performed? He's been very he's always underwhelming. Yeah, it's he hasn't played. That's the problem. When have we seen him really this season? He came on against Villa and was all right, I suppose. Didn't really do much when he came on in the City game. It's been injury. He hasn't played all season, as he's supposed to say. Yeah, he's underwhelmed this season. We just haven't seen enough of him. Ironically, he's actually played well against Leicester in the past. Maybe again, I wouldn't be shocked if he comes on at some point. I wouldn't be that shocked if he started. If truth be told, I wouldn't be absolutely shocked if he started. David Michu, Ibu is going to start. He could. I think he's getting safe for Brentford. I think there's a big Ivan Tony mark with Ibu Konate's name next to it, saying, right, your first game back, you're going to go away to Brentford, big fella, and try and keep tabs on big Ivan Tony. So I don't think he's going to use him today. And then, yeah, Dario, where's Gakpo's magnet? I've just ordered it. I've just asked Aaron to go and get one boxed off for us. But even if he's fit, he can't play anyway, so he hasn't got one just yet. And as it stands, yeah, he doesn't actually play for us. So I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to count any chickens before they hatch. Yeah, so that is my team anyway. Well, I say my team. That's what I think Jürgen's going to do. If it was me, you know what? I said this on the Start of the Prediction Show. If you haven't checked it out, by the way, go and check it. I think I'd probably go Chamberlain again. But it's splitting hairs, to be honest with you. I'm not too fussed either way. So yeah, just to clarify one more time, I've got Ali, Robbo, Van Dijk, Matip, Trent, Fab, Thiago and Elliot. Got Carvalho, Nunes and Salah. A bench of Kelleher, Gomez, Timokas. He told us himself his name is Timokas. I have to keep getting that right. Timokas, Konate, Bacetic, Chamberlain, Keita, Henderson and Ben Doak. Yeah, there we go. That is the team I reckon Liverpool are going to put out on Friday night. If you haven't already, guys, Start Left Prediction Show is out now as well. I hosted with Ben Kelly and Mick Moran. We chatted through all that, so that's available on the YouTube channel now. In terms of this game itself, we've got a watch along on Friday night. So yeah, if you want to join me and Errol for that one, we'll be live at 6:45 UK time. Work it out yourselves in your own time zones for the starting 11. What's it called? It's the Team News Reaction Show, rather. And then at 7:45, we'll be live for the entire watch along of the game. If you want even more build-up stuff over on Red Men Plus, the opposition preview is out now. Dan sat down and spoke to Jamie from Leicester Fan TV. Really good insight into everything that's going on at Leicester. And his name has been brought up throughout the show. Loads of you guys have mentioned about Cody Gakpo. We've got an expert insight out now on Cody Gakpo with let me say this right. Edivise. How do you say that? Dutch League Mike, that's what I'm going to go with. Edivise, Mike. That's on there now. We've got another one coming out later on as well. Red Memory Access there where it was Ian, Sam and Dan sat down immediately when the news broke. Pretty much the next day, they sat down and gave their thoughts. So if you want some Gakpo stuff, which I'm sure you do, everyone loves the transfers, that is available over on Red Men Plus. Away. Django's telling me how you say it. Eredivise, that's right. Eredivise, Mike. His expert insight there now. We've got another one lined up as well. More looking from a statistical point of view at Cody Gakpo. That'll be on Red Men Plus later this afternoon. I think that's streaming at about 3:15. So yeah, do go and check all that stuff out. Like I say, if you want to join us for the watch along, please do that as well. And yeah, on the way out, if you're watching this on YouTube, please do give the video a like. It really does help us out. And yeah, I'm going to go and stop talking. It's been a long old day talking about the Reds, but we absolutely love it. Thanks everyone for watching or listening to the show. Thanks everyone for getting involved in the live chat. I really do appreciate it. And yeah, I'll be back on Friday. Paul will be back in tomorrow for JNO Insight on Red Men Plus. I will catch you all on the watch along. Take care, everyone.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.